AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A jury in Connecticut says InfoWars Alex Jones should pay $965 million to people who suffered from the lies about the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says Ukraine will get the air defense systems needed following recent Russian attacks.
The systems will be provided as fast as we can physically get them there.
Austin also says they're looking for any indication Russia's Vladimir Putin is going with a nuclear strategy.
We've not seen any indicators at this point that would lead us to believe that. But again, this is not something we look at once and leave alone. This is something we remain focused on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Ukraine state nuclear operator says Russian missile attacks caused a crippled nuclear plant in Ukraine to lose all external power for the second time in 5 days, increasing the risk of a radiation disaster. Inflation at the wholesale level rose in September from a year earlier. Here's the AP's Rita Foley.
Consumers are wrestling with stubbornly high inflation. It's draining many Americans' bank accounts, frustrating businesses, and raising alarm bells at the Federal Reserve. New numbers show inflation at the wholesale level rose 8.5% in September from a year earlier.
The Food and Drug Administration has authorized updated coronavirus boosters for kids as young as 5. Dr. Jason Newland at Washington University in St. Louis says they fight old and new strains.
Switching the bivalent vaccine, targeting what we currently continue to see circulate, which is the BA5 COVID-19 in our communities, makes sense to make sure that our children are better protected against what we're seeing.
Less than a third of 5 to 11-year-olds have had their 2 primary doses. The Indiana Supreme Court issued an order preventing the state from enforcing an abortion ban while it considers whether it violates the state's constitution. This is AP News. About 470 pilot whales have died after stranding themselves on some remote beaches in New Zealand.
Darren Grover, the general manager of Project Jonah, which helps rescue whales, says none of the stranded whales could be refloated, and all the rest either died naturally or were euthanized in a heartbreaking loss. The whales beached themselves on the Chatham Islands, which are home to only about 600 people and located 5 miles east of New Zealand's main islands. The deaths come 2 weeks after about 200 pilot whales died in Australia after stranding themselves on a remote Tasmanian beach. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Former NBA player Ben Gordon is facing assault charges, accused of punching his son at New York's LaGuardia Airport. Gordon also allegedly assaulted officers as they attempted to handcuff him and put him in a patrol car. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.